Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, now go, cat, go, but don't
do it.
Step on my blue suede shoe.
Unless it's a Packers shoe, and then you stomp. Like Freddie Mitchell catching that ball in 4th and 26. You know, a lot of people might not remember, David Akers had a kick, 2 field goals after that. One to tie the game to force overtime, and then another in overtime to win the game after Dog picked off Brett Favre. All right, Eagles, Packers tomorrow. Of course, let's talk to the King, Howard Eskin. He joins us every single Thursday. King, how you doing, bud?
I'm doing great. By the way, if it was the Packers, they wouldn't be blue. The sweet shoes.
Oh, that's true. That's true. And maybe was that old receiver Don Hutson? Maybe he wore blue back in the day. Hudson.
By the way, Freddie Mitchell never did make the first down.
No, he didn't. It was 25 yards. And you know what's the crazy thing, Howard?
Blasphemy, Howard.
And
Howard,
not only did they give him the 26 yard, they gave him a 27th yard. They like way overshot the marking.
Yeah, he bobbled the ball. And he really didn't. But whatever, it's a great play in Eagles history.
It was incredible. Yeah. All right. So King, let's start with Devin White. What in the heck is going on here?
I don't know what the injury is. I mean, we know what the injury is, but
ankle.
Obviously, they kind of an ankle.
You seem to doubt that.
Howard, what do you think's going on here? What do you make of this?
I think it's a legitimate injury. I mean, I think it's a legitimate injury, and he's hurt. So
yeah, but Howard, what I'm getting at more than that is he reportedly was not going to start anyway. He reportedly was attempted to be traded. What do you make of that?
Well, they think N'Kobe Dean's the starter. they obviously, and to keep him and have N'Kobe Dean play a lot, obviously, if they could get something for him, everybody's trying to do something. No, I'm not surprised. I think N'Kobe Dean will show us when he's healthy, and that's what he's got to remain, that he is who we thought he was when he first came out. So,
Is your impression that Devin White is upset that N'Kobe Dean has been able to show better who he is, and Devin White has sort of fallen out of favor?
Well, with the way everybody's worried about their contracts these days, obviously, if he's not playing a lot, he's not going to be able to get the contract that at one time he probably thought he had a chance to get by having a good season. So everybody, too many people are worried about their contracts. And I think that maybe that plays into it a little bit. I can't tell you that that is the case, but it's so many guys are whining about their contracts. It's just, it's out of control. Just go out and play. What happened to the love of the game? Just to go out and play the game, and whatever happens, happens, and you'll be compensated. The money is just, it's so far out of control, it's ridiculous. So, and that's just the way it is.
So Howard, on that front, and I primarily obviously want to talk Eagles, but let's just address the Hassan Reddick thing for a second. So if he doesn't get his deal in New York, that he's looking for, do you think he will just sit out the season?
I'll tell you what, I don't want it. It's like $14 to $15 million. You're just going to throw that away because you're never going to get that back. It's obvious they're not going to pay him what he wants. He wants too much money. He wants way too much money for, I mean, he could have gotten a raise, but he wasn't going to get the raise. He wasn't happy with the raise that they were going to give him. Will he sit out the whole year? I think he'd be absolutely stupid. And I think he's a good guy, but and he's a good player, but this is just it's ridiculous. It's childish. Just go out there and play, and if you play well, you're going to get a contract. But to lose that money, you're never going to get that back. I don't know what he's thinking, and the Jets have obviously dug in, and they're not going to give it to him. It's that, you know, if they go two or three games, by the way, on Monday night, I think the Jets have a chance of winning that game. And if they win that game, you know, and, you know, just kind of developing into what we're talking about now, that would not be good for Hassan Reddick. I think they're going to be fine for a while without Hassan Reddick, and that's going to weaken whatever leverage he thought he could get by not being there. And the Jets defense is actually good. I mean, I'd actually be surprised if the Jets don't win that game on Monday night.
How confident should Eagles fans be in Mekhi Becton, our right guard? It sort of felt like he is in that spot. Mekhi Becton in that spot because Tyler Steen was injured and then sort of unable to come back from it. What was your feeling about that competition, Howard?
If Mekhi's healthy, I mean, he's played well. It's all about health. I think either one of those players, they'll be fine. I just think
that doesn't sound like an overwhelming vote of confidence, though. Either one of those players, they'll be fine.
I think if they're healthy, they both played well when they were healthy. So you can't predict health. You can't predict injuries.
Yeah.
But no, I'm not, if that's the only thing that you're concerned about with this team.
No, there's stuff. All right, so yeah, Howard,
there's other things.
Howard,
I want to tell you, here's another thing that I'm concerned about. I think this is going to be a sloppy game. And it's a shame that the opening game is going to be, and it's for no fault of the team. Did you see the picture of A.J. Brown coming off the plane? He was half asleep.
Okay.
The players were told not to sleep, I guess because they wanted them to make sure that they could sleep last night to get ready for their only day of practice, and it's not going to be a physical practice today. And the other thing I started thinking about, okay, so they had that long flight. The Packers had the same thing. They got in an hour before, I think it was an hour before the Eagles yesterday. So, so everything was fine about getting in, but to have that long flight and then the players are going to go to sleep. And then if they ate the whole time, they had a couple of meals on the flight. It's crazy. And here's something that I kind of thought back to. There was sports science literature or sports science is that jet lag is 2 days after a flight.
Hmm.
Remember when, and Andy Reid always used to do it, used to travel on Friday for like Arizona and the West Coast, which Arizona basically is, 2 days earlier, and then Sports Science came in, and now everybody flies, everybody that I know of, flies the day before, regardless of where you go in the United States. They fly in the day before because jet lag is 2 days after the flight. Well, 2 days, and after a long day in the hotel, they're an hour later. Brazil's an hour later, so the game's not until like 9:20-ish Brazil time. So you have that. You have the all day in the hotel. I don't know how the players could be at their best, and they should be for the opening game. So I concern myself with that just based on what I remember Sports Science used to be.
Yeah, sure.
Jet lag is 2 days later.
So, King, let's get to your prediction for the season. Obviously, we're getting everyone's sense of how many wins. What is your a two-part question here? The 2024 Philadelphia Eagles are what? Just take it where you want to go, positive or negative. And how many wins do you think?
They beat Green Bay, and I think they will. They win 12. And my prediction is 12 wins.
12 wins.
You got to beat Green Bay to get to 12. It would not be a good start if they don't. And I think that I think Green Bay's a good team, and I think they're a better team, but again, if it's not too sloppy and they don't turn the ball over, they're going to win the game. So I think 12 wins is a good number, and I think that wins the division. And when people look at San Francisco, I just eliminate San Francisco from being a part of one of the better teams based on the history of a loser the next season coming out and losing a Super Bowl. So I take them out. Detroit has a tougher schedule, and people are now aware of them, so it's not going to be the same thing, and they're not going to surprise people. And Atlanta will be better, but are they going to be good enough? They're in a weak division. I think it's the Eagles in Green Bay. And if they win that game, I think they win 12, and I think they win the division. And I wouldn't be shocked if Washington's second in that division. Terrible to say.
Okay, no, well, listen, if Dallas stinks, we'll take it. Hey, Howard, good stuff, buddy. Stay well. Have a good call tomorrow night. Thanks,
all right,
man.
All right. Have a great day.
And Thanks, Howard. So speaking of San Francisco, I got to say this. And this is one of those times where I got to come. Like, you guys know I come in here. And
here I am. I lay myself bare.
All right. This is one of those bare moments. I did something very naughty last night,
John. Uh-oh.
Very.
Do tell.
I'm on Santa's naughty list.
Are you? Whoa.
In the fantasy football draft.
You didn't.
I drafted San Francisco's defense, Dallas's defense, and Dak Prescott as my quarterback. I am a bad human being around
Dallas's
here.
Dallas's defense?
Dallas's
he loves to
defense.
Get two defense, Remember or three defenses.
Well, I got three defenses and three quarterbacks last night.
What?
Yeah.
What a waste of draft picks.
No, you're smart.
An insane way to use your roster.
So, Ray, remember last year Dallas had all those, that one guy kept intercepting and running it back for touchdowns?
Like six games in a row.
I'm like, I'll take that
guy.
Yeah,
he's hurt, though.
He's hurt?
Deron Bland. Yeah, he's hurt, right?
Get his ass in there. Am I rooting for him to score or not? What was that guy's name? Is what?
Is it Deron Bland? Was he the guy? Yeah.
I don't know. I just remember Thanksgiving Day, like, broke the record. I'm like, I'll get that guy this year. All right, so we'll see. John,
I don't think our league keeps track of that.
No, you get defensive touchdowns. Yeah, defensive touchdowns help you get points, for sure.
But is that special teams or is that defense?
No, it's defense also.
It's defense and special teams for touchdowns.
In our league, though?
Yes.
John clearly has not read the rules.
Yeah. So, what do you think of your team, John? Who'd you get?
Well, we got Jordan Love, so we sort of have the same issue.
Naughty list as well.
Yeah. I like our team. But it's progressive. It's me and Devin.
Okay.
I think we're young.
This is the news.
And very well informed.
A young
because
team.
Of the,
young
the
team. I like that.
The news is addition to our evaluation process.
I got old dudes I got to bank on, and we'll see if they come through. Devontae Adams. I got a couple more of those type.
I got Tyreek.
Tyreek Hill's a stud, man. He's unbelievable.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Ryan right now. Ryan, good morning.
Hey, Joe. That is blessed. I mean, you're going to root for Dak every week?
So
as a quarterback?
Here's what I'll say, Ryan. Cowboys down by 20, fourth quarter, 4 minutes to go. Take a touchdown.
That has nothing to do with it. You're rooting for Dak every week.
Well, I didn't say yes.
It sounds like he.
And I didn't say no.
To.
Mark Zumoff
has no choice.
Mark Zumoff seems to think I'm saying
yes.
He's your backup.
He has three quarterbacks.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, who are your backups?
QBs.
Yeah,
they're good. It's Tua. And Purdy.
Why? So you don't need that. Why do you just drop Dak? What are you doing? Why did you draft three? Why did you draft three quarterbacks?
Can I tell you why?
You shouldn't even draft two, much less three.
They're all good. Who's playing a home game against a weak team? I picked that guy.
Yeah, this is bad roster management.
If you start Tua, I'll take it back. Start Tua every week.
No, I'm going to flip-flop him. I'm going to be like Bill Walsh before he settled to Montana.
That's a lock to pick the wrong guy every week.
No, I got Montana and Steve Young. I'm just going back and forth. I'm good.
Good luck, Joe.
Montana, really? Is that what you got?
All right, so I'm calling you guys from Brazil. On my flight down here last Thursday, I've been down here for a week now, there were 10 Eagles fans on the plane, 5 NFL people with NFL jerseys, and 3 Packers jerseys. So a nice little ratio a week ago down here. I'm up in the Amazon on the beach in a beautiful resort. Couldn't be any safer. No one locks the hotel door. No one locks the room doors.
Wow.
I couldn't explain.
Give us your hotel name. We'll find out how safe it is.
It's called Creva. You can take it. It's in Creva. It's a Villa Mestre.
You know, it's funny. Anyway. You know, Grant, I want to tell you something real quick. I don't know if you saw it down there, but Darius Slay apologized in the last 24 hours or 48 hours, whatever it was. And I'll tell you, my initial thought was, like, come on, man, you don't have to apologize. But I did think about how outraged we would be.
Well,
imagine a Brazilian is about to come to Philly, and this guy's like, you know what, I hear Philly's got all this crime. To heck with these people. They're a bunch of criminals. I'm just going to have to stay in my hotel room.
Opponent's team and wives say that about Philadelphia?
Americans say that about us, let alone someone from Brazil. So, you know, I thought it was kind of weak when he apologized, but I'm like, I kind of get it a little bit. It's a little offensive. I mean, something can be offensive and accurate at the same time. All right.
Joe, my very good friends here are all pissed off because an NFL player gets shot in San Francisco.
Well, that's sad.
All this stuff happened. There was a shooting in Georgia yesterday.
I know.
And they're
it's
like,
awful.
This stuff doesn't happen in Brazil. I mean, there's a lot of shootings. But
well, I'm sure it happens everywhere. All right, Ryan, give me an answer here.
Of course.
A scene with a plane.
Yep. So Samuel Jackson actually originally had to change the name of the movie. Well, the new director tried to change the name of the movie on him. And in the reading, when he saw the new title, he said, I'm not here to do Pacific 121. I'm here to do Snakes on the Plane.
Snakes on the Plane.
His scene is the mother blank snake, get them off the plane.
Let me just say this. Having not seen that movie, I can't fathom that a scene in that movie could be a winning answer here.
It can't. I do love when you do the haven't seen it, but...
Well, I mean, how could... So, there were snakes, and they were on a plane. Like,
snakes
was that,
on a plane
that
with Samuel L.
Incredibly
Jackson.
Incredibly compelling and exciting. All the suspense of a hidden snake, or a giant snake, or an especially venomous snake, or bunches of snakes, or just the people in unique quandaries with the snakes.
Listen, if Jake the Snake Roberts,
ooh, that'd be cool,
was on the plane, then
the DDT,
exactly,
providing DDTs for all of the villains.
By the way, speaking of providing things, I'll provide some life advice with the hammer next segment. So get those scenarios in Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. Three ways that you can always interact with the show in addition to the phone lines. We'll have some fun with that next segment. What do you need help with in life? And I'll spin you some direction, some help, some advice coming up. Next segment. All right, let's go to Gary. He's calling from Vineland, New Jersey right now. Hi, Gary.
Good morning. Happy Schwartember.
You're right. It is very happy, this Schwartember, heading into Schwoctober. But we have a long time until then.
So, Gary, two guys that got really shortchanged today because of everything going on. Schwarber doing it again last night. And Christopher Sanchez was awesome.
Yep.
And that's really important.
How about Marsh? How about we throw Marshy in there, man? He's been... on fire.
He's picked it up a bit.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Joe's really overwhelmingly
excited about
Brandon Marsh.
Did you hear
that?
He's on fire. What is he, Babe Ruth now?
Brandon Marsh is hitting lefty pitching sometimes. You know, he's doing a little bit more. He is playing with some more confidence, and that's good to see.
Yeah, I think he's like 6 or 7 for 8 in the past 2 games. I mean, I know it's 2 games.
Okay. Yep.
But how about we reach out to T.O. and see if we can get that cryogenic chamber for Harper, and we just put him in there for a little bit.
You know, look, it's hopefully isn't that bad. I mean, obviously, I'd say to everyone, follow WIP today if there's breaking news on Bryce, including status for later today of whether he'll play. I mean, if he was out for 3 days, Gary, right now, and it was like part healing, but part just like he dodged a bullet from last night.
And you're playing the Marlins, like no better time to do it.
Yeah, I'll take that. Look, Gary, I know some people are saying put him on the injured list, and I can't say that I know he should be because I don't know he should be. I just know that he sounds and looks hurt. I think that if he's not that hurt from what happened yesterday, he's extremely lucky because I thought at a minimum he was going to be on the DL at a minimum for sure. So, it's pretty incredible if he dodged that bullet.
If we can't win a series against the Marlins without him, we got bigger problems.
Well, that's true. Gary, give me an answer. A scene with a plane or a vehicle that's flying.
How about close encounters the third kind when they first see the spaceship?
You got it, man. Yeah, Gary, sure. Appreciate that. So, I want to hop from, talking about Brandon Marsh, guys near the bottom of the lineup, to Johan Rojas for a moment. Because I noticed this 2 days ago, or yesterday, I guess it was, I looked at his stats. And I found this to be an astounding, because you guys know I referenced yesterday on the show that he's got a
slugging, sub 300.
Yeah, slugging percentage below 300. So I found this, when I saw it yesterday, to be astoundingly bad. And consider this, guys. Johan Rojas has played in 104 games this year. He's got 316 plate appearances. Johan Rojas this year, and he's going to play in the playoffs. I mean, they haven't moved off that, except when they did and brought him back, and he's back in. As Johan Rojas for the whole season has 11 extra base hits. For the whole season. We're in September. There are guys that get 11 base hits in the first 2 weeks of a season.
Yeah, well, I mean, Schwarber's had like six the last two games.
Like, no, think about that.
Five last two games.
He's got 11 extra base hits.
Mm-hmm.
As we start play later tonight on September 5th, it's all, and he's what you'd call a fairly regular. Now I know he had a couple weeks in the minors, but I mean, look, he doesn't play against every right-handed pitcher, but for the most part, he's been a starter this year. Got 11 extra base hits, and by the way, it's not like he's Mr. Walk guy; he's got 12 walks. I mean, that is unbelievable.
We knew that he had some issues and limitations, but I don't think I expected that it would be that meager. I thought things were getting better. I was encouraged by the fact that he was out there pregame, like doing extra work with the casty thing. Maybe that will start having some positive effects. I can't believe it sounds as bad as what it does.
I mean, that's almost impossible.
I mean, it feels that bad. I feel like I can't remember the last time. No, I get it. I'm just saying, like eye test wise, I'm backing it up. I'm saying the eye test backs that up. Like, I can't remember him hitting the ball hard in forever.
Yeah. So, James, can Cody Clemens play center
field?
No, he cannot play center field.
He's got to be on the postseason roster.
He has to. Like, at least the dude can work in a bat. At least he can foul some balls off. Yep. At least, when you need a guy to go up and put a ball in play for you or whatever. Yeah. I think Cody Clemens has earned his, has to have earned his postseason roster.
By the way, I'm sorry, Ray, go ahead.
Did you see what happened?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
Lord,
more rips, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And I knew it was going to happen. And the game was close at that time. I think it was maybe right before JT hit the home run. Yep. It was still 3-2. And they made the defensive shift. So Johan was in center.
Yep.
And Brandon was in left.
And Schwarber
and
out there yesterday.
And they took Schwarber out. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you, he had a couple of scary moments. And I was worried about him getting hurt. But he would have come up in the, you know, his, yeah. And you're because I'm one of those people who wants Johan in there for his defense, mm-hmm. but it's hard to defend those.
I mean, the bottom line is in most of the postseason games, he will probably go 0 for 4.
Yeah. Honestly, in most, I think he'll be a defensive replacement most of the postseason games.
James.
I mean, like, look, a tough lefty, I think they sit Marsh, but I think they're going to play Marsh and Hayes the vast majority of the playoffs. I do. I think Johan Ross is going to be a defensive, but Hayes stinks too.
Hayes better hit.
Yeah, tell me
he
about it.
He can't, Joe. Here's a newsbreaker.
He at least has hit in the majors before Johan. Like, Johan actually literally might not be able to hit.
I know.
I
do know. I agree. All right. Life advice up ahead. Phone calls as well. Time's yours as well on this Thursday morning, 94 WIP.
Would be nice if I could touch your body. I know not everybody has got a body like you.
All right, football tonight. How about it? We talked a lot about tomorrow, but John, Kansas City and Baltimore. Now, KC lost this game last year to an upstart Lions team. When Chris
without Kelsey and wasn't Kelsey out there? Yeah,
Chris Jones.
Kelsey,
Chris Jones.
Sure. Kelsey
Jones
dropped passes
up in the box.
Oh, gotcha.
But Chris Jones didn't play.
Oh, Kelsey! Maybe they both playing either.
No, my fault. You're right, Ray. Right. They both missed
Kelsey
the game.
Kelsey was in street clothes.
The other guys
Chris
dropped
Jones
passes.
Was sitting up.
Yeah,
the
they
box.
Dropped a lot of passes.
All those scrub receivers who became Super Bowl
they got
champions
got pretty good towards the end of the year.
That Rice guy, what's his name?
Rasheed Rice. He's good.
Can't drive a car, but he can catch passes.
James, you got guys on your fantasy team I've never even heard of.
Yeah.
You can't imagine. I drafted guys last night. Like, dude, I got a guy named Stevenson from the Patriots. Who the hell is he?
Ramondre, buddy.
Like, what's his? Is
my team name was Ramondre the Giant last year.
His stats showed like 700, 800 yeah, yards. Right? I'm like, I'll take a
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, he's all right. Ramondre's all right. It's just a bad team is the issue.
Tonight's game will be fun, though, John. I mean, two of the best quarterbacks in football, two of the better teams.
And the Ravens are a regular season.
I can't wait to see how Derrick Henry fits into their plans. Derrick Henry is a monster, and everyone expects that even Derrick Henry will fall off eventually. He has staved off the normal decline.
I'm amazed.
For so long. If he is just close to what Derrick Henry has been, that Baltimore team is even more intimidating.
Joe, he spends about $100,000 a year on his body. Like, personal chef. Like, he's nuts about it.
Good for him.
So, the guys who do that last long, look at Brady.
Just like me.
All right, let's get some calls in here. We'll get to Life Advice with the Hammer shortly. Time's yours as well. Ed in Phoenixville. Ed, how you doing, pal?
I'm pretty damn excited about tomorrow. Is that better for you, John Ritchie? I know my excitement level was a bit more muted a couple of days ago.
You sound like we're almost there. We are a day before, and there's a game tonight. And it's an awesome game, by the way. So, yeah, it does sound a lot more appropriate.
I appreciate it. I did it just for you. But
this is a huge deal. Two really great games to start the season.
I love when Ritchie gets amped up. He can't even help it. It's great.
All right, Ed, go ahead, pal.
Yeah, so, interested to see, the offensive line's a concern of mine. The Green Bay defense doesn't scare me much, but, Rashawn Gary's a game wrecker. He's one guy that you have to kind of know where he is at all times. They have some other younger, unproven guys. Preston Smith's good, but I think one of the best things that the line can do, especially when they're still getting their communication down, getting used to playing, together as a new unit of five, is, screens and draws. That'll help kind of keep their front seven at bay. And I guess we have a pretty decent running back to do screens and draws.
Let me just say this, Ed. I don't pray for this because I haven't prayed for it, so I can't say it. But in figuratively speaking, I pray that tomorrow's first play is not a bubble screen to the third wide receiver.
No.
Okay? I can't.
Joe, if it is, honestly, if it is, can bank on a new coach, halfway through the season. I swear, that will mean that Nick Sirianni has exerted his offensive stylings on this offense more than we ever could have expected.
I'll take a flare route to Saquon. That'd be cool. But I mean, all right, for the love of God. And it is exciting now. I'm starting. And by the way, I got the jeans on today. It's getting a little chilly, a little more chill in the air. It's fall. Yeah, this is football season.
You
now,
feel it a lot more at 3 in the morning when you're 3:20 when you're leaving your house.
It's been cold in the morning.
That's what I noticed. Yeah. I know. I'm so used to walking out in a t-shirt, and I'm like, oh man.
Today is my first day in probably 3 to 3.5 months, and I'm not wearing shorts in the morning. I mean,
I refuse till until October. I have a strict rule. I don't care how cold it is.
That seems a little silly.
It does. It's completely insane.
Ed, give me a scene with a flying vehicle.
Harrison Ford in Air Force One, get off my plane.
I knew that would be said at some point.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
That's a chalk answer.
That's ridiculous. All right, let's do what we do. Well, usually a little earlier on Thursdays, a little life advice with the Hammer. Seltzer, who meant it more? Harrison Ford, get off my plane, or Mel Gibson, give me back my son?
Oh, it's definitely Mel Gibson, give me back my son. I mean, that's all time, just unhinged, give me back. It's so great.
It is good stuff. All right, life advice is brought to us by MHS Lift. If you're looking for forklifts, a warehouse efficiency assessment, any type of material handling equipment, or if your equipment needs repairs, go to MHSLift.com. Seltzer, what does someone need help with today?
Hey, Hammer, I have an issue. For Friday night, I'm going to a wedding, and obviously the Eagles game is happening. I mentioned it to my coworkers on the radio, but haven't really expressed what my plan is for how I'm going to go to the wedding and still watch the game. Making matters worse, it's my job to talk about the game. Hammer, please help you, me out.
All right, so for those that are listening, James is pulling a funny here. He's obviously made up a question because this is my circumstance tomorrow
night. And I do think there are a lot of people who have stuff going on and have similar issues, right? So I think you can help other people. But yes, I use you as a reference here.
I'll say this. I have been really busy lately, as evidenced by when I went through my calendar of things to do yesterday. I still haven't thought through this at all.
Well, I'm happy I brought this up.
I got to look up the address and the whole deal. And I think the wedding's at 6. I think the game's at 8:30. Obviously, I hope.
8:15.
Oh, so it's 8:15.
Oh,
okay.
So
every minute counts for you, Joe.
I hope the following happens. I hope that the wedding and wedding reception are at the same location. I haven't looked into that yet. Hopefully. I hope there's not an hour mass. I hope there's...
Oh, yeah.
You have a wedding tomorrow and you don't know where it is?
I know it's in Wincode, but I don't know, like, specifics.
Okay, so you have to leave the city, too, though. That's a whole other... You can't, like, bust home at whatever.
It's a whole thing, you know? So, we'll see.
And you're 100% going to the wedding. Like,
I'm going
to
the wedding.
Okay. I mean, so, like, no last-minute bailout.
It's a great friend.
Well, okay. The NFL screwed them. I mean, you planned weddings 100%. Over a year ago.
Very good.
Nobody
point.
Plans a wedding on a Friday thinking there's going to be a game.
I'll figure it out tomorrow. Look, I'm prepared for potentially missing the first quarter live, mentally prepared for that, but hoping to avoid it. That's all
and
I can do.
You go back and rewatch the first quarter after, whatever.
All I can do. All right. With that, little life advice. With the hammer. Yeah, it's not an ideal scenario. Let's go to Warren. He's calling from Gwinnett Valley. Warren, good morning.
Hey, Joe, John, Rhea, morning.
What's up, Warren?
Oh, everything's up. I mean, it's a gorgeous day. I've got jeans on myself the last couple of days. It's been
I love that.
In the morning. And
you're right.
Just trying to make the changeover before you get sick. So you want to...
You get sick? What, Warren? Yeah. Come on, let's think positively.
He's You're like, every year? He's like, year. Before you get sick, which is definitely going
to
happen.
Well, in the fall and spring, I used to with the allergy.
Sure. He just said it like it was a truism. Don't like, I'm going to get sick in 2 weeks, just so you know.
Yeah, some people get
it's
affected.
It's a scheduled sick day.
Exactly. Yeah.
I wanted to piggyback on what you guys were saying about the force earlier, and James liked this, that... you know, when a player is in the zone, and I equate the zone to the force. So in sports, the zone is, you know, where you're getting your top performance. And look at what Kyle Schwarber did the last couple games. So I would say he was in the zone big time, you know, hitting three home runs, five hits. And I'm hoping that Jalen Hurts and the Eagles can be in the zone using the force. Down in Brazil to pull out a win for us.
Well, we all are, obviously.
I hope so, too. Yeah. I don't think that they're as ready as – I think they're slightly less ready than the Green Bay Packers are because the Green Bay Packers gave their offense a chance to get out there and have a little bit of a dress rehearsal this preseason.
Absolutely.
But I think both sides are going to be rusty, and both sides it's going to be a matter of which group can sort of scrape it all together last – minute, last second, and band together sort of against the odds in what seem to be adverse conditions from what we can gather.
Oh, absolutely. But Jalen Hurts in particular, if he can have a good game and be, you know, quote unquote, in the zone, it'll lift the entire team.
Well, clearly. Warren, I will say this. I hope people recognize, though, that, you know, the Eagles offense could play really well tomorrow and still lose the game. I mean, the Packers are good. This is almost a toss-up with the line. I mean, this is a, you know, this could be a 27-24. This could be a 33-30. I mean, it's gonna be points tomorrow on the board. Clearly, Warren, give me a great answer. A scene on a plane.
I'm not going to curse into my scene, but just so you know, but
thank you.
I was thinking of Die Hard with a Vengeance when Bruce Willis, in his bare feet, is duking it out on the wings of a 747.
Yeah.
That's Die Hard 2.
That's Die Hard 2. Yeah, Die Hard 2 out there with the snow and the...
I hate it. That was the one I hated the most.
Really, I liked it.
I think it's super fun. There's a better answer, though, with a... I'll just say it. When he gets blown out of the top of the helicopter, you know, in the seat, and he's in the seat... And
one
shoots,
or two? Which one?
In two.
Oh, yes,
that
yes,
is
yes.
That's the answer for
I
a
do
vehicle
remember
one
that.
Than that one.
We look, we've got a lot of good answers today. We could get a million more. I mean, Star Wars, there's only been one Star Wars thing said. And, I mean, maybe that's the winning answer, but there's so many scenes from Star Wars you could. I mean, Luke and Leia, brother-sister kissing.
Well, it's not on a vehicle or near a vehicle, is it?
Yeah, they're
I thought they were on
I
the...
I think they're on a space...
Are they?
Like a space station type thing on the ice planet Hoth. I don't know.
No,
yeah, I don't think they were in the air on that one.
I think it was in a base.
I thought it was a base, too.
Okay.
Could be wrong. You could take the opening shot, though. The opening
the
shot of Star Wars. I mean, come on.
That's great. How about the first time they go in hyperdrive?
Yeah, that
you
too.
You know, that you're watching that for the first time. You're like, what is this? They just jumped to the next spot. Mm. All right, Twitter poll question. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. The all-new Chevrolet. How about when they get sucked into the Death Star?
Oh, yeah. The track, like, yeah. Pulled in.
That's a big one. Like, you got Obi-Wan, and that's a big one. And it's like,
does a jetpack count as a
Yeah, I think, I don't know.
Travel.
It's like not a vehicle, like though. A vehicle. I don't think so.
Like
you're
a device,
I don't
a
think
traveling
so.
Device.
We're dorking out right now, aren't we?
Not at all.
Boba Fett with the jetpack.
Rhea's really
the
into this combo.
Pit. That's a journey of 1,000 years.
How about
man?
Tom Cruise upside down giving the finger to a commie?
I do love that. Right? That's a great scene.
How about Goose dying? No, that's not
oh,
a good
no.
one. That's not a good one.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, that's terrible.
I know it's terrible. That's why terrible. Twitter poll question of the day.
Wow.
Well, I mean, it's the best scene. I mean, it's a notable scene.
It is.
I mean, you know,
the seat didn't eject.
I mean, okay.
What a downer.
All right. Twitter poll question brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. The all-new Chevrolet Traverse has arrived, and Armin has them in stock. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. Today's poll question, do you think Devin White will play for the Eagles this season, yes or no? John, how do you think people voted on this?
Jeez. I have no clue at all, so I'm going to guess it's close to 50. 51% say no.
63% say he will play for the Eagles.
Wow.
Look, if he doesn't play week two, he probably ain't going to play for the Eagles.
No.
So, yeah, I think we'll know pretty quickly how this is going to play out.
Yeah, I do too. All right, Time's Yours up ahead in a minute. 1 minute's time, we will get to the Times Yours phone calls. Hey, let me tell you about PI Dental Center. You know, there are many decades of experience in complex dental treatment, and I've been a patient at PI Dental now for two of those decades. My mom, a patient there for three of the decades with Dr. Glenn Wolfinger and Dr. Robert Slough, both board-certified prosthodontists. They specialize in the restoration and the replacement of teeth. Phenomenal at what they do. I mean, real, true experts in the field. They treat patients, by the way, from Europe. Dr. Wolfinger has told me sometimes people come from Europe to get to Fort Washington, because that's how world-renowned they are. Well, look, you don't have to travel from Europe. You just got to go from wherever you are right now to Fort Washington for PI Dental Center. They're the originators of the teeth in a day. That's a revolutionary treatment that delivers fixed teeth and implants placed for a dramatic transformation in a mere one day. Start with their website, PIDentalCenter.com. Make sure you visit PIDentalCenter.com to request your new patient evaluation. Time's Yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
I want your thoughts on the fact that both Kelce and Cox retired. Do you think they would have retired if they thought that this was a Super Bowl contending team? My opinion is they wouldn't have retired if they thought this was a Super Bowl contending team.
All right, well, before I address your question, let me address your manner of question and say,
how rude.
I mean, your thing is, I want your thoughts. How about like, hey guys, I'm curious, what do you think of please address this guy? Just John, this guy makes it, I want your thoughts.
I mean, to be fair, the time's his.
Well, maybe. Then, okay, time's yours. I'm not giving you an answer.
It's possible.
If time's yours is time's mine, all right, you don't come with a little respect, sir. Why should I answer your question?
It's possible that Jason Kelce didn't feel his body could make it through another season no matter what.
Yeah, and it's also possible that knowing that his profile was so big nationally and internationally that the time was right to strike. Like, I look at a guy like Tony Romo, it's a different deal. But Romo knew he could have kept playing, but also knew he could go be the lead analyst for CBS. And it's like,
but
you know
had,
what?
Didn't he have a neck issue, though? That was a little bit more serious.
For sure.
Yeah.
But the belief was he'd come back from it. And, you know, because remember, he played the end of that year. He was back as the backup to Dak.
To Dak, yeah. He played that last game, remember?
Sometimes it's just a moment to step out to make some coin. Look, I don't know. Obviously, we'll address a ton with Jason this year when he's on our show every Thursday from 7:30 to 8:30. At some point, hopefully, we get to that.
Let's see what I have for today. Schedule, watch the Phillies, check, react to them winning, check, drink a lot of beer, check. Oh, God, I forgot to breathe.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I hear you, man.
Yeah, I'm just standing here working, and all of a sudden I hear Jason Kelce's going to be on every week, and I can't help it. I'm going to get a good cry in every week. I'm just,
yeah.
This is really...
So, Seltzer, that's going to win the drop of the year, right?
Oh, yeah, it's over. Yeah.
I think it is over. I think it's impossible for something to beat
that. It's impossible.
Now, what won drop of the year last year?
Was it you and Kelsey chugging beers?
No, I got beat in the finals by the Richard conversation with Jody Mack. Won the day.
Because at the end of the decade, we'll have dropped in the decade. Anyway.
Hey, I hope old Seltzer over there questioned Mr. Kelsey about a rematch on chugging a beer. Time is yours.
Like I said, my man, we got a lot of topics to get with Jason. I mean, a lot to get to. And we'll try to get to as many as we can throughout the season. All right, and with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
Hey, let me remind everyone, if you're listening, or you are right now, today's show, this show, and all the shows here on WIP, dedicated to the memory of Hugh Thomas Douglas. That's our Hugh Douglas's son. Of course, I think most people know, remember, that Hugh lost his son last year. This is the anniversary week of Hugh's son passing away. This day, we're dedicating to his son's memory. And we're asking you to consider making a donation of the Hugh Thomas Douglas Memorial Fund. The fund honors Hugh's legacy by investing in youth scholarships and programs, helping people reach their full academic, professional, and human potential. If you can, please donate at the website hughtdouglas.org. That's hughtdouglas.org. All right, let's move fast here in turn two. We're still looking for the best answer to a scene in a plane or some kind of flying vehicle in a movie. Best answer is going to win the concert tickets. We're moving fast. John in Allentown. John, what scene do you got?
How about Back to the Future, man, when the doc comes flying in the car?
Isn't that what Richie said?
No, hold on. No, John talked about when Marty first left in the car. So
yeah,
you're
saying what I thought you were talking about.
No, no, no. John, you're saying at the end of one, or no, at the end of two?
End of one is what John's talking about. Like
no,
when
no, no. Hold on. John said
Hold on.
John, you talked about the first time.
Yes, which is the end of one.
When no, James, listen for a moment.
You're right, Joe.
I got you. The very first. I thought it was someone who went to the future. My fault.
Earlier
my fault.
Movie. Gotcha. Yeah. And John, your answer is which one?
The second one.
At the,
the end. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. Okay. I just wanted to make sure. Back to the Future
too. Really important one.
That's a very
huge
important
deal
one.
Yes. Where they fly.
Yes, it is. All right. We got to come up with a winning answer.
I think it's the Death Star.
I think it is too. I mean, let me put it this way. It is certainly the most momentous scene of those that have been said in a vehicle.
I mean, it felt like the clear winner to me.
John, is it the right answer? Probably is, right? He takes out the Death Star, and he does it with the Force, which is how Jalen Hurts is going to win tomorrow night. Use the Force. Use the Force.
I'm concerned that Jalen will not do it tomorrow night, but I am positive that the Force overcoming the Death Star. I mean, really, he saved a planet.
All right, Mike, congratulations. It was a great answer. Everyone have a wonderful rest of the day.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.